Northland College professor Tom Fitz first found asbestos-like fibers in the Pinokies 2 months ago. Since then, he's discovered more sites of what he calls a heavy, dangerous concentration. Now he's gotten confirmation from a geology professor at Lawrence University in Appleton. Fitz says this is a threat to the air and water if it is blasted by mining company Gogebic Taconite.
That is definitely among the most dangerous of the asbestos minerals. You know, we're talking about levels of danger that we don't really want to go there in terms of inhaling this stuff. This is clearly a health hazard.
Lawrence University geologist Marsha Bjornerud examined the grunerite mineral samples sent by Fitz from an abandoned rock sampling site in Ashland County used by U.S. Steel around 1960.
Enough different people have looked at these rocks with enough different analytical methods that at this point it's not a question of whether asbestiform grunerite is there. It is there. I think the more important question is how extensive is it across the Pinoki Range, and that's what we don't know yet.
The DNR also found asbestos-form fibers there, but in a letter sent to the DNR last month, GTAC contends it is unlikely those fibers exist there. Bjornerud says ignoring the science puts public health at risk.
At this point, it's really ridiculous for GTAC to say that there is no evidence. It's been shown, and it's in their court to produce some science.
But GTAC wrote in that same letter to the DNR that they won't examine the area where the grunerite was found during its rock sampling. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.